Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on what time zone you're in and when you're checking out this wonderful conversation with Carrie Percy is our guest this morning on Saturday AM Live. And if you're new to the call or if it's been a while since you've been on, I'm hoping that you'll have a pen and paper handy to maybe jot some notes down that I think will be very thought-provoking. And then when we conclude with Carrie, we will open up the line for Q&A, for comment, that kind of stuff, and have some fun. So let's jump right on into things. First of all, Carrie, thank you for, I know you've been up since real early. As you said, the construction workers were out at, trying to get the early bird and the worm and everything else at 5:30. That's too early.
Yes, it is.
Yesterday morning when I actually slept in, that's not something I regularly ever get to do, not with a six-year-old, but when I finally woke up, Stacy looked at me and she said, you know, staying out late is not a good thing. And any time you mess up that sleep schedule, it's just not. And we got invited to a private screening of a movie that comes out next month, and then there was a gathering afterwards to discuss the plot and all that stuff. One of the promoters was there, blah, blah, blah. But when you interrupt that sleep cycle, it really kind of messes things up. So anyways, that was not the case for today for me. And Carrie is from Utah. Do you claim Salt Lake as home, or is it?
No.
No.
No, I'm from Hawaii, and then my dad was in the military and I grew up all over, but I lived back east in the Boston area for 20 years.
Okay, so that's home, and now you're in the great state of Utah. And let's take it back to the beginning. How did Nikan enter your life, especially as a military brat living in Boston? How did that all come about?
You know, Vance, first I want to say thanks for having me on the call. It was really nice of you to invite me. My brother actually was living in Reno, Nevada, and I was working in Boston. And like most young people, I had the attitude that I was invincible and I could work, you know, as many hours as I wanted, and I was running on full speed. Some days I would work 15 hours, getting up early, driving into Boston, and not getting home till really, really late in the evening. And finally, my body had enough with that and completely shut down. My kidneys were failing. My liver was failing. The doctors didn't know what was wrong with me. And I ended up having to leave my work for an absence of over 3 months. And I had to move home to be with my family so they could help take care of me. I lost lots of weight. I was on all kinds of medications while the doctors were still trying to figure out what was going on. And then with those medications, as everybody knows, you start to have all kinds of other side effects. And I, you know, being young, you just don't think that anything like that could ever happen to you. And I remember my brother calling home, telling us about this company. But it really fell on deaf ears, both my dad and I. My brother had been involved with some other company, so we weren't really tuning into what he was saying. And in fact, he sent home a Dennis Williams video for us to watch, and it sat on the TV for those 3 months. We never watched it. And every time the phone rang, my dad would say, "It's your brother, answer it." And I'd say, "No, you answer it, because we should ask if we watched that video." And so both of us were like, oh, we're in so much trouble. But thank goodness my brother didn't give up on me and didn't give up on my family, because he finally flew home for Christmas that year. And I was going into my fourth month now of being out of work and being home very ill. And when he got off the plane, it was so funny, Vance, because he brought home with him the sleep system.
Wow.
And, yeah. And I remember him when we went to pick up the luggage, and he had that big sleep system in the black bag. And I thought, and all I can remember him saying was magnets. And so, you know, imagine me thinking magnets in that big black bag. I didn't know what could possibly be that big of a magnet. So we thought, you know, my brother's crazy, had lost his mind. But he was determined to help all of us. You know, my dad had back problems. My mom had all kinds of other things going on as well. And so I remember him coming home saying, okay, first of all, get rid of the electric blanket. That's making you incredibly sick. You're going to, you know, drink this water. You're going to sleep on the sleep system. You're going to put these in your shoes. And, you know, he's handing stuff to my dad. And, you know, we were kind of still giggling because we thought that this was just a scam that he was involved with. But the first night, Vance, of my experience of being, you know, very ill and not sleeping, pretty much even unable to move most days, I actually hurt more the next day. And my brother was jumping up and down, and he was saying, this is so fantastic, it's working. And, you know, I was ready to throw it off my bed. He said, you know, you're not supposed to make me feel worse. And he said, don't worry. You know, I promise you it's going to get better. Just keep drinking water. Well, by the third morning of sleeping on the sleep system and using the product, I woke up that morning, and I felt so amazing. I literally strapped on my skis and started skiing down our driveway.
Wow.
And I remember my dad going, what is she doing? And I was like, I feel amazing. I have no idea why I have so much energy right now and why I feel so great. And from that point forward, I just started to feel better. And I remember saying to my brother, this is so fantastic. Like, everybody needs to know about this. My dad started having great results with his back. He had two cracked bones in his back. And, you know, being in the military for many years and, you know, jumping out of planes and stuff, you know, he had been suffering for a long time. And he started noticing a difference. My mom started noticing a difference. She had some issues with acid coming up in her throat. And so every time she would drink the water, it took it away. And, you know, slowly but surely, I thought to myself, it was like a list went on in my head, and I'm sure for some of you that might have happened to you, but I couldn't stop thinking about the people that needed this. Everybody I knew had something going on, whether it be headaches, foot problems, and as I was thinking about the people I worked with, you know, what did they mention to me when I was at work? And so I still didn't get the concept, though, of the gift that I had just been given. I knew that I felt well. I knew that these products were amazing. But I didn't understand what had just been handed to me. And so I went back to work. My brother went back to Reno. And I was still, you know, exploring these products. But what happened was I couldn't shut up. I couldn't not tell people. And I remember getting back to work and sitting on the T in Boston. And for those of you that don't know what that is, it's the Underground Railroad station. And I would sit there and I would look around at people and I'd think, I got to tell these people because they don't know about this wonderful gift that I've just been given. And so I literally started doing mag step tests on the T. And I would get off the T and I'd do it with the officer that was standing there and I'd say to him, have you ever wanted more strength or more energy during your day? And does your back hurt? And I would start doing all these demonstrations, and crowds would come around me, and I'd start getting names and phone numbers and say, just tell me what your issue is, and I'll get back to you later because I don't have time now. And I had no idea that I was doing a business. I still didn't even understand that this was a business. All I knew is I love people. I love helping people. And I had a gift that everybody needed to know about. And I remember going back into work and, you know, doing the same thing at work and talking to my boss. And she said, talk to my sister. And everybody just kept giving me referrals.
And what, besides being a street and a subway performer, what were you doing for work? Because you haven't mentioned that.
I was a recruiter for a top company.
Okay.
And so, you know, I worked in the talent industry, and I traveled all over New York and stuff like that looking for top talent. And so I started talking to people. But I remember coming home, Vance, and I said to my brother, hey, you know, today I've got 50 names of people. They all need to know about this amazing technology and product. Why don't you call them? and I'll send you over all the names and phone numbers. And my brother said, well, wow, that's great. And he's like, I'll make sure that when Nick Henson sends me the thank you check, that I remember you for giving me all these names, you know. And I thought about that. So, wait a minute, what thank you check? And he's like, well, they give you a thank you check for helping people. I'm like, they give you a thank you check? You know, I had no clue what he was talking about. And that's when the light bulb went on, and I said, well, why don't you explain this to me a little more? And here's the key. You know, you're never a prophet in your own land. And I couldn't hear what my brother was saying. But as soon as he got a third party on the phone, this stranger had more credibility than my own brother, bless his heart. But I thought to myself, you know, about this later, I thought, gosh, is that a stranger on the phone? And, you know, this guy gets on the phone, he starts telling me about the company and a little bit about the business. And I'm listening to this guy, and this is why the three-way call is so valuable, because my brother probably could have kept going and going and going and going. But it wasn't computing with me, because he was my brother. I grew up with him. But as soon as he got a third party, the expert on the phone, to share with me about a business, it clicked. I got it. I heard what he was saying. And that's when I went, you mean I can build a business by helping people and, you know, just liking people and sharing with them about why I'm so excited about this? And from there, my journey began. And I'll tell you what's interesting, Vance, is once I got that concept and all I had to do was share with people and offer them the gift, that's all we're doing. And whether they accept it or not was up to them.
Yeah.
Once I got that, I was off and running. Mm-hmm. There was really nothing that was going to stop me. And I remember, you know, going silver and then gold and then so on and so on, and just thinking to myself, I can't believe that I'm getting paid for this every day. I can't believe. And what's interesting, though, is I had been praying for something. I had been searching for something that would get me up in the morning and that would fulfill me in a way that I felt proud of what I was doing and where I could really make an impact in people's lives. And what's interesting about when you start building the business side of Nikan is I never thought about the money. I only thought about the people I was working with and how I was helping them. And the money just started to flow. And I remember never even really looking. And then I'd look at the check and be shocked and go, how did that happen? But the truth was, is that I was helping people, and then they were helping people, and then they were helping people. And I remember one time, Vance, I was, because I was really young at the time when I first started building Nikan, I was only 21 years old, I didn't have a lot of credibility yet. My friends were in college or really uninterested. Plus, I lived in Boston where people are very conservative, and most people then didn't really even know about network marketing. They knew about Amway, and that was about it. So I decided that I was going to go into a cold market. And I remember everybody saying to me, don't do it, don't do it. You know, you're going to fail. But I knew that if I could succeed in that, because it's a numbers game, I'm offering a gift. They get to accept it if they want. And I started to make phone calls, and I quit my job, and I don't tell everybody to do this, but I was young, I didn't have kids yet, I wasn't married, I didn't have a lot of responsibility. So I quit my job, and I started going with Nikan full-time, and I started calling 20 people a day. And I decided that I was going to call business owners and managers because they had the skills I was looking for. And I started doing that with 20 calls a day, and from there, I found my 8 key leaders, and one of my leaders who went platinum pretty quickly, he was a CEO of a company, and I remember saying to him, Jim, can I just ask you a question? And he said, sure, Terry. I said, why do you listen to me? Because I'm only 21 years old. Why did you decide to join me, Ken, and join my team and take, you know, advice and direction to build your business from a 21-year-old girl when you're a successful CEO of a company. And this is the key. And he said, Carrie, he said, because I know that you know where you're going. I can feel the passion from you. And I know that this is a great company, but it's because of your dedication, your enthusiasm, and your passion for what you're doing that drives people to you.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, why I've joined your team. He said, because I believe what you say and what you believe. He said, and I can feel it from you. And wouldn't you say, Vance, that that's really the key, is that why?
Oh, absolutely. And that's what it comes down to, is having that why and allowing other people to see it and to feel it, to experience it. You know, Mike DiMuccio posted, I think it was yesterday, I believe it was on Facebook, that he said network marketing is much like a Ferrari. It's a finely tuned, you know, Italian, you know, it's not a car, it's a race car. It's, you know, in the hands on the road. And yet network marketing the same way, in the hands of an inexperienced person, a typical, and I don't mean this in a condescending way at all, but an employee, they don't understand the gift, as you alluded to, that we've been given, that it is a numbers game, that not everybody's going to say yes, and maybe they're not going to say yes at the first time, and that keep going back and back and back, because it's not a question. And I look at the numbers of where we're at today with the baby boomers and the healthcare industry / self-care, and that there's this gigantic shift because people are just really, really fed up with drugs and surgery. They just really, really are tired. I talked to a gal yesterday, one of our customers, and she should have surgery, but her surgeon has encouraged her to try everything to not go that route. And so she's experimenting right now with a lot of Nikon, you know, solutions and products. And so far she's, you know, having great success, and she's willing to try a lot of different things. And just visiting with her yesterday and seeing her, you know, all dolled up with the power band necklace and the bracelet, and she just started sharing one story after the other. And she said, Vance, I really like this. And she's got pretty good-sized wrists, so the regular-sized bracelets are really too tight. And I said, you know, Judy, we have a bigger size. She said, well, I'm making these work. My first husband has to put them on for me. She said, but my wrists don't hurt anymore. And she said, my shoulder issue, she said, I think this necklace is working. And, you know, and she's dealing with some chronic things. But, and she looked at me and she said, Vance, I just have to say thank you for being patient with me and allowing me to really experiment. And I said, hey, no, it's par for the course. And, you know, what you're saying is that we just keep sharing that passion and that enthusiasm. It will become contagious because, you know, I think back when I go to my younger brother says, hey, I'll take you out to lunch. And that means meet him at Costco between 11 and 2 when all the free samples are giving out. That's his definition of taking me to lunch. And is walking around getting all the samples. But at our main Costco, there's a gentleman who literally has a crowd of people around him, much like you, you know, on your morning commute, of people, because he's so excited and he's so passionate about giving out these silly samples. And I don't even know what they are, but you always want to go over to his section because it's so much fun. And, you know, that makes such a difference, you know, in anything that we're a part of. Gary, I want to switch gears because lately, I know in the last couple of years, I've heard you on different interviews, whether it would be with Dave Johnson or when you spoke in at the event in Logan a couple months ago, the whole industry of cosmetology and making an inroad in there, because I'm a guy, I haven't found a set barber or something, except for the last few months I've been going to these two Vietnamese gals, and it's because it's a cheap haircut. And to me, I just don't care, you know. Happily married for 20 years, and I have nobody to impress, so I just don't care. But they do a great job. Jenny and Juan is their partner's name. But I, you know, other than crossing over the language barrier, one of my struggles and frustrations is how to segue into, you know, point blank, I know it's not that difficult just to ask the question, do your feet ever hurt? But both of these gals are very entrepreneurial, and I don't want it to stop there, because if they say, no, my feet are great, well, then that's, you know. So what it, talk a little bit about that industry and some of the inroads that you've been able to make in it.
Well, first of all, that industry, there are so many aches and discomforts. And I can tell you from standing on my feet for many, many hours that hairdressers hurt badly. Their feet hurt, their calves hurt, their shoulders, their back. I mean, it goes all the way up. And then a lot of them end up having a carpal tunnel. And that comes on very early now. I mean, I've been teaching classes. I went in and taught a very young class, just going out into the industry, and these young girls are already getting carpal tunnel. I went into a class, and they had three of them that were already scheduled for surgery. And so they need our products. They need them for the energy. They need them for the balance. They need them for all the discomforts. And one day I was sitting here with my husband, and I thought, you know what? I need to go in and offer a solution. And offer solutions so that they understand that there are options out there. And I didn't go in with the approach of, hey, join me in business. I did it a little bit differently because these hairdressers, they, you know, they love what they do and they have a lot of clients. I was going to do that afterwards. And so I've been doing that going into schools and salons, and usually I'll call and say, you know, I'm a hairstylist, and are you open to offering your hairdressers or your students solutions so that they can do what they love and continue? A lot of hairdressers have all of these issues, and I'd love to come in and teach a class. I haven't had anybody but one person tell me no, and she said, no, they don't hurt, no, they don't need anything, and so I moved on. But everybody else has said, yes, please come. So I went in, I taught a class, and the first thing I started to do was talk about who hurts. Tell me where you hurt. Tell me what's going on, you know. And I made it really, really fun and very interactive. I talked a little bit about the company, what I do, why I'm passionate about what I do, and why I'm here today to offer solutions so they can continue to do what they do and not be in discomfort. And when you go in with that approach, when you go in and say, let me show you how you can, you know, be on your feet for 8 hours but not be in so much discomfort, then people are open to hearing what you have to say. And, you know, when I go in and do that, I have a little form that I put together, you know, just their name, their phone number, their address, and then I ask them different questions to mark off, you know, do my feet hurt all day? Do I have any discomforts in my back or shoulders? Are my wrists bothering me? You know, all of those things. And then at the bottom of it, I say, list if there's anything else. And then I ask, are you interested in becoming a free customer and learning more about who we are and what we do? And, you know, I went in with 50 forms and came out with pretty much 48 of them that said yes. I want to become a customer. I want to know more about the product. And then you have all the follow-up to do, which is super fun.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go into a salon, I can actually go in with selling product. If I'm going into a school to teach a class, then I have more follow-up to do because I don't go in to sell right then. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no. And I love that approach of asking that simple question, are you interested in becoming a free customer? Because who would say no to that? You know, to be able to, because a lot of people, as great as our industry is, network marketing, a lot of people have been inundated with, you know, people saying, oh, you should do this. And right now the trend has become that you register for a set amount of cost, or some of them are a free registration, but you have to get started by buying a big package of products.
Yeah.
And I think what we have now with NECAM is so completely opposite to the trends, because we don't have any requirements. And I love the fact, and I this is still startling to a lot of people that you mean a customer can get on AutoShip with no quota, with no base, and already get a 25% discount because they see the price difference. And yes, some people are going, there's got to be a catch. And there is no catch. And so that answers my question, because being able to go in, because, you know, it's like that proverbial server at a restaurant who's just so vivacious, and they love their job. And I think that's where we often can go wrong in approaching people and saying, oh, man, you'd be great at what I do. And all of a sudden, they may love their job.
Yeah.
They may truly, you know, enjoy what they're doing, because a lot of people that are, you know, in the cosmetology industry, they really love it because they like helping people, and they like helping people feel better about themselves.
Yeah, and, exactly.
You know, and unless you have an encounter like I did with a barber who dropped the razor, you know, it's called a razor, right? The clippers, the shears. And he dropped it, and the guard fell off at the same time. So I came home, and Stacey looked at me and said, are you enlisting in the Marines? I went back to him one more time just to say, hey, I don't hate you, but I probably won't be coming back, just because I wasn't all that impressed with him as a person. But, you know, with these two Vietnamese gals, I really like them. And I know they like what they do, and I don't want to take anything from them, but... You know, that's why I asked the question, and you've given an excellent answer of saying, hey, here's a way we can help you do what you do and do it better, if you're open.
And also, if they're entrepreneurial, you can always ask the question, do you keep your business options open? Hmm. Are you interested in multiple streams of income? I'm always listening, Dan, because... You know, I'm looking and listening. For instance, when I went to one school, you know, I was there to help the students learn more about Nikan and preventative. However, there was a teacher there that I was really tuning in with, because I was also, teaching a goal-setting class. Usually when I go into schools, I do that first, and then I transition into the Nikan stuff. But I was listening to her. I was watching her with her students. And afterwards, I said to her, tell me more about you. You fascinate me. You seem like a real go-getter. You really like people. Do you like what you're doing here at the school? I can tell that you have these type of skills. So I'm always looking for, you know, that type of person that I'd also like to work with. And I said to her, are you open with meeting with me so I can learn more about you and see if this might be something you may or may not be interested in? You have the skills that I'm looking for. Now, did I say that to everybody there? No. I said that to her because I saw something special in her that I wanted to get to know more about her, who she was. And so the same thing with salons, asking the right questions. The other thing, Vance, is asking people when I'm doing this presentation, who do you know that has headaches? Who do you know that their feet hurt? Who do you know whose back is hurting? And what's interesting is they always, I say to them, write their names down and tell me who they are and what is going on and why they would need to know about this. Mm-hmm. So now, not only do you have them as a contact, now you have all the referrals and the people that they're already thinking about. And if somebody doesn't come up with one name, that tells you a lot. Doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it tells me really quick that they're probably not all that compassionate and caring for other people, and they can't think of. And I sat down with two gals two weeks ago, and they just started immediately coming up with lists of, I mean, not just names, but lists of people. And I'm going, oh, goodness. And here I was just thinking, you know, let's start with as being a customer. But they were already going, oh, this person needs this and this person.
Yes.
And that makes it fun. But, you know, here's a couple that runs a bed and breakfast. So they're already nurturing and compassionate and wanting to provide a service for other people. And that's, you know, that's kind of the folks that we want to align ourselves with that are more others focused. And that definitely is a game changer. You know, and one of the things, Carrie, that I know you got to see it as well, this week is that Ben Woodward just shot a short 5-minute video on explaining the business opportunity and gathering customers, and which, by the way, all of the Nikken Live presentations that are taking place throughout the week, they're now posted on the Royal Alliance YouTube channel, and you can access that by going to theroyalalliance.com, and they're all there. Make sure you put the in front of it, theroyalalliance.com, because Royal Alliance won't get you where you want to go.
Yeah.
You'll get very frustrated. But there, again, there's a 5-minute business overview. I believe it's also on the Pathfinder site as well. It's just an excellent tool, as Carrie mentioned, to leverage a third party. And you can't go wrong with Ben's New Zealand accent, okay? You just can't, all right? There's something about that. You know, it's like this movie that Stacey and I got to see Thursday night, this private screening. You know, Ewan McGregor was the main actor. You know, it's that accent that just, you know, kind of just sucks you in, because it's not, you know, normal for us Americans, or North Americans for that matter.
So true.
And so, you know, that's whatever we get to use or can use, is there's a real key in leveraging other things, you know, and it's much like why I do what I've been doing for years, is asking people to share on Saturday morning their story, and like what Carrie, because I know those of us who are listening, something has resonated in what Carrie has shared, and it's caused us to think of somebody else, you know. Maybe it was somebody who's, you know, burning the candle at both ends, and a workaholic, or maybe it's somebody who is on their feet all day as a server, or a, you know, whatever the case may be. There, we have solutions, and now we have really affordable solutions. And so, anyways, Carrie, I know for the sake of time, I don't want to take your whole morning up, but, you know, one of the questions I like to ask people at the end of an interview or conversation is, where do you see this going? And I mean, is there a real future with the baby boomers who have been turning 65 now, I think, since 2006? So we're going on 10 years now, so they're into the 75, and they're living longer. Where do you see this going for us?
Well, I'll tell you what, those of you that know Ben and know that Ben has had, you know, success years before in many different scenes, and for him to come from London over to America and step down from being the president to join us in the field shows a lot of where we're headed and where we're going with Nikken. And already we're seeing the success and the results that people are having. Brand new people are making an income doing this and transitioning into doing this as a full-time career. Just listen to the stories on the Nikken, you know, webcast that they've been posting. I really believe that we're not just any network marketing company out there. We have a gift. We are so different than anything out there that exists right now. Wouldn't you agree with what we have, Vance?
Yeah.
That nobody can compete. And I can promise you this, I have looked at everything. You know, I stepped away from Nikken for a little while, and I was a single mom for a little while, and I can tell you that everybody under the sun approached me about different companies. And everything I looked at, nothing compared to what we have. We have such a gift. We have products that everybody needs. You can't get anywhere else. They're priced right. And I just know, Vance, that we're heading into something huge right now. I mean, Nikken has been around for 40 years, but I am predicting it's going to be around for another 40 years. And what we're going to do from this point forward with the easy systems that we're putting in place, and just the 5-minute video that Ben made, this is a fast-paced world. People want things now, and they want it quick, and they don't want it to be too long. You're going to start to see this shift and this huge change where people are looking for something, especially our baby boomers. I mean, you see people going back to work at 70 now.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I walk into the store, my husband and I were out to eat last night, and there was a woman where I thought to myself, she would never be doing this. But because of the way the economy is, they're having to go back to work, and they're being turned away because of how old they are. So they're looking for something like this that they can do at home.
Sure.
So they're not going to know about us unless we open our mouths and we tell them the great gifts that we have here.
Yeah. You're right on. And again, statistically, that boomer crowd, and I know that's the older set of our society right now, but most of them, they still want to be engaged. They don't want to. It's the highest percentage of volunteerism of any group of people in history. They just want to be a part of something. They don't want to sit around all day and do nothing. They want to serve. They want to help people. They want to be connected with something that's exciting, as you said, you know, that they can be passionate about. And so, and most of them still, they just don't know. They've not heard of NECA. They might have heard of magnets, but not to where we're at today, especially to the technology that we have. And, you know, that's an exciting thing. So if you joined us a little bit late, our guest this morning is Carrie Percy from Utah and, well, from all over the world, as she shared in her story. And if you have somebody that you think would relate to what Carrie's been sharing, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website, and give Steve a bit of time to get it posted, but it will be there soon. And there's tons of others. I know, Carrie, you've been interviewed by Dave Johnson and others. There's a lot of videos on YouTube that I know are excellent. And if you want to put a face with the voice and, you know, to see her energy, her name is spelled just so it's easier. Because, again, you get on YouTube, you can type in Nekan Carrie Percy and stuff will pop up. But it's K-E-R-R-I-E, and then Percy is spelled P-E-R-C-E-Y. So just for reference and for, you know, kicks and giggles, I think that's why my dad always says it. But, Carrie, thank you so much for giving 35, 40 minutes of your time this morning. And I will let you get back to your family and the sounds of building going around you.
Yes. Thank you, Vance. And it's such a pleasure to be on this journey with you and everybody on this call and getting out there and sharing NECAN with people. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you again, Carrie. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.